Goyim came in. Goyim, Rashi says, Pasoi, the Persians came in, and Shatna Lishag in the Kamayu. They took away the light from them. So Rashi says, because the Pasoim have their day that the only light candles by the base of Avodah Zarah. Otherwise, you don't have any candles. So the kids, they took away the light. So that these two Edom, you believe Edom, like they have a right to say she was Megareshes. So therefore, you do not have to say before the Nechtim, before the Nechtim. Okay, he says, I mean, the Rach is on like this, the bottom line of the Rach, that when they say, Kishemim Shabal Nostalhem, when these two shluchim just say that the husband gave us the get to give over to his wife, they're believed. We believe them what they're saying. Now, once we know that the husband gave him the get to give over to his wife, most probably the husband took care of it to make sure the chsimah saved him were done and not forged. Now the question is, maybe the shtar was forged. Forged means the husband did not really have the get written up, it was just forged. So we believe these two shluchim that are telling us that the husband really sent them and gave him the get, then we believe that the husband really made up this get, and it's not forged, he got good edim.
So what happens if the husband
didn't
give him the get?
That's what we're saying now. Since these two people are edim, we believe them. These two people say the husband gave us the get, they're two. We believe Aiden, that's what the Gemara meant to say. If they would come and tell us she's Megareshes, we would believe them. So now that they're coming and telling us that the husband gave us this get, so we believe these two people, the husband gave them the get.
So it's
amigo. Not really amigo. Just amigo that we should believe whatever they're saying. I mean, it's not really amigo. They're good Aiden here. So once we believe them that they received the get from the husband, then we understand that the husband was probably wrote up a good get and the Aiden were not forged.
Right.
So what happened was the Goyim came and took away the lights, and so he said, Rabbi Bechana said, Omar Rachmonis, said back to the Ebishter, Oy Betulach, Oy Betulach the Bar Esav. Either from Yolan, either we're learning Torah, or else Betulach the Bar Esav from the Goyim took away our light. Lameimu, you want to tell me now, the Armomoi Malim Pasoi, that the Romans are better than the Persians. They couldn't take the Persians here. They said, take us away from the Persians, rather put us to the Romans. For a time we learned that Abchia says, my decision wasn't supposed to say, Elakim Haven Darkov, Uyodes Mekoimai. What does that mean? Yodea Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yisrael. Shein Yechoimim Lekabel Gzeres Aramoim. A Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that Klai Yisrael cannot take the Gzeres of the Romans. Is Omad Higla Oysram Lebovel. Hashem Hagrachmonas Aklai Yisrael put him into Bovel. So you see the Romans are worse? So what's it like Asher? This is before the Chavri came to Bavel. Then Bavel was better off than the Romans. But after this nation of Chavri, called Chavri, the Persians, they were the worst. When they came to Bavel, the Persians, they are worse off than the Romans. They gave more tzaras to Klal Yisrael than the Romans did. Then the Mishnah says, Echad Arifon HaNechtam, Bishnei Arifon HaNechtam, Nechtam Kosher. If one says he saw that it was written, and two of them say it was signed, it's kosher. Omer Rabbami, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Lashon was only learned that Shaget Yotzim Dagas Yad Eid Ksiva. As the get is coming out from the hands of the one that wrote the get, the wrote up the shtar. Therefore, the Nasa Kishnayim Azeh, Kishnayim Azeh, is like we have two on this and two on this. Because the Ksav Yod, he's never to say he wrote this get. He wrote it Lashmo. So if he's saying he wrote it, we believe him like two. But if the one that's saying Lefonei Nichtav is not the one that really wrote it, he's only an Eidich Sima, then it's possible. Alma, what do we seek, Sover? That Shnayim Sheviyu Getum Dinas Hayom, Tzrichin Sheyem Lefonei Nichtav, Lefonei Nichtav. Even though two bring it, still we need the Takana. Alma Le'Rabasi, Alma Yatim, So Reishi Lutoni, Shnayim Lefonei Nichtav, Yet Lefonei Nichtav, possible. You want to tell me even by two? Yes, like we said before. Even if the get comes out from one eighth chasim, it still is kosher. Why? Because two people brought it here. When two shluchim bring the get, we do not need this takana. Time you tell him he needs only because the ain't get your name. Two of them are not the shluchim. Get Yotzim Dachas Beis Shneim, but two of them would be the Shliach, Shluchim, Machshir Rabbanim. The Rabbanim would say it's kosher. Omalei in, yes. Was in Loya Matla, okay, sometimes you didn't tell me this. Omalei, yes, we Shle Tomet. This is the peg, don't move it, this is the Alocha. That's the Alocha, where two Shluchim bring a get, you do not need before a Nechtem, before a Nechtem.
You're holding the Yud Zayin Omer Aleph. Again, from the top two dots, we'll start over again. Echad Oimer Befonai Nichtov Ushnayim Oimer Befoneinu Nechtam is Kosher. That's what the end of our Mishnah says, that according to everybody, if you have one person is only saying Befonai Nichtov, and two of them are saying Befonai Nechtam, so it's Kosher. Here there are no Gezeros. So Gemara says like this, Omar Rabbi Ami, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Loishonu, this was only learned, Ele Shahaget Yoitze Mitachas Yad Eit Tziva. That the get, the Shliach, is the one that says Befonai Nichtov. So the Shliach said Befonai Nichtov, we believe him like two. That's what the Koran Chachamim, that we believe is Shliach. Therefore the Gemara says, the Nasa Kishnayim Alze, U Kishnayim Alze. The reason why it's kosher over here, because you have two on the Tziva, since the Shliach is Nemon, and then you have two Eidim saying Befonai Nichtov. Even though they are not shluchim, but you have two, so therefore it's still like you have two and two, therefore it's kosher. What would be? Mitachas yidei eidei chasima. Let's say the shliach is from the two, one of the two. That is saying Befonai Nechtam. So it comes out, then it will be possible. Why? Because the shliach did not say Befonai Nechtov. All we have is just one eidechot, he's not neman. So Gemara says, Alma, what do we see from this? We see from this pshat that Ksav holds Shnayim Sheviyu get Medina Sayom. When two shluchim bring a get from Medina Sayom, the locher is Tzrichin Sheyomru Befoneinu Nichtam Befoneinu Nechtam. The din is that they have to say Befoneinu Nichtam Befoneinu Nechtam. We still have the takana. Therefore, here, even though two shluchim came and brought a get, since both of them were the one that said Befoneinu Nechtam, but on the Befoneinu Nichtam there's only one, so therefore it's possible. Because we still have the takana, we have to hear Befonai Nichtov and Befonai Nechtam from both the shluchim. Here the shluchim only said Befonai Nechtam, not Befonai Nichtov, therefore it's possible. So Omalei Ravasi, Ravasi said it back, Ela Meyativ, so, Reisha Diktoni, Reisha, the beginning of our Mishnah that says, Shnayim Oimer Befoneinu Nichtov, when two of them say that they saw the Ksivas Aget. V'yechad oimer b'fonai nechtam, and one said b'fonai nechtam is possible. It's possible because we don't have the same shliach saying both b'fonai nechtam. There are two different people here. But Reb Yehuda Machshir, Reb Yehuda says no, it's kosher. V'yafilu get yoytze mitachas shidei shneim pasli rabbonin. Now you want to say even though we're talking about that the two shluchim here, still the rabbonin say it's possible. Now the Reisha says again that Shnayim Oimer B'Fonei Nechtav, two shluchim came and said Befonai Nechtav. But since both of them did not say Befonai Nechtav, we only have a third aid saying Befonai Nechtav, that's why it's possible. Omalei in, yes, it's taka true. In other words, we take hold that even though two shluchim are bringing the get, still we have the takona, we have to hear Befonai Nechtav from both of them. We have to hear at least one shliach say both. If we don't hear one shliach say both, it's possible according to the Rabbonin. Because we're going now, Shnayim Sheviyu has to say Befonai Nechtov. And Reb Yehuda argues in this and says, no, that here it doesn't make any gzeira osel echlufei, because we have an eidechot saying on the chsima, and here we have two eidim saying on the chsiva, therefore it would not come osel echlufei, Reb Yehuda says it's kosher. But according to this pshat, even when two shluchim bring it, still they have to say Befonai Nechtov and Befonai Nechtov. And the Gemara says, Zimdin, once it happened, Ashkechei, they found the Yosef, he was sitting with Koma saying it over. The Afilu get Yoytzi Metachash, Yidei Eidei Chasima Kosher. That no. In other words, this Pshat, we're talking about that the Eidei Chasima, no, the one that, the two of them that said Befonai Nechtam, they were the Shluchim. But it comes out, the one that said Befonai Nechtam, he was not a Shlich, he's only an Eidechot. Still, they say it's Kosher. So the question is, why is it Kosher? We don't have a Shlich telling us Befonai Nechtam. Salma, we see, Ksava, this sheet holds that Shnayim Sheviyu get, since we have two shluchim bringing the get, Medina Sayom, that the locker is, Ain't Tzrichin Sheyermu Befoneinu Nechtam Befoneinu Nechtam. There's no takona now, to say before and after before and after. For us, we're talking about now lachas shalomdu. Therefore, it's only gzeira shem yachadol bechukuloi. And that we say when two shlichim bring a get, it's a milsad loshchiach. Since it's a milsad loshchiach lagozu beirabonin, we do not need the takana before and after. Before and after. Therefore, even though it's only one eight saying before and after, still it's kosher. Even though he's not the shliach, what the pshat is, we don't need this takana altogether when we have two shluchim. This the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Asi, Elam Nayatev, so, Reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah, the Torah that says, Shnayim Oimer Befoneinu Nichtav, two Eidim say Befoneinu Nichtav. V'yechad Oimer, one says Befoneinu Nichtav, is Possel. Here it's Possel. For Rabbi Yehuda Mach, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So why is it Possel? Time you're going to have to tell me, Diyena get Yoitse Metachas Yidei Shnayim. Talking about now, who are the shluchim here? Not the two that say before nechtav, but rather the one that says before nechtam. He's the one that's the shliach. Therefore, since there's only one shliach here, we have the takana. We have to hear before nechtam, and here we don't have it. So morzadiyek haget yoytzim adachas yedei shneim. But let's say no, the two shluch. If there'll be two shluchim, then machshir rabbanan. Then rabbanan would say it's kosher, even though you only have one on the other hagada. So Amaleh, he said back in, yes, stack it true. But this chart was saying now, when two shluchim bring a get, we do not need the takono of before nechtav. So yes, back, I was zimna sometimes le'amatlon, hope you did not tell me like this. Or Amaleh, he said back to him, Mishinoh, yes, adi shalai tomut. This is a peg that will not move. In other words, this is the halacha, like the last lashon was just said, that the halacha is, when two shluchim bring a get, we do not need the takono before nechtav. Now the Mishnah says like this: Nichtav b'yoyim v'nechtam b'yoyim. If the get was written and signed the same day, or else b'layla v'nechtam b'layla, it was written and signed the same night, or else b'layla v'nechtam b'yoyim, the get was written at night time and signed the next day, it's kosher. It's all kosher because it's all the same day, even though you have to have a zman in the get. This is all called one zman. What about though b'yoyim, the get was written by daytime, v'nechtam b'layla, it was first signed at night time, that's considered like the next day, then it's possible, because this is considered the shtar muktam. Like if you read the shtar, the date is written from the daytime, and really the shtar first takes place when the edim sign, which is at night the next day, therefore it's possible. Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Rabbi Shimon says, no, still it's kosher. Why? Shoyi Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon used to say, kol ha'gitin shenichtavu b'yoyim, any get that was written at daytime, v'nechtamu b'layla, when it's signed that night, is psulim. As all shtoris, he agrees, it's possible there's a psul of muktam, of a get being written beforehand. Chutz mi gitin oshim, but excluding gitin oshim. By gitin oshim, he holds, Rashi says, the lav l'gavayna avidom, it's not meant to collect money for it. It's mainly meant just to bring a proof that she's megareshes. Therefore, Shimon knows that by Gitei Noshim, there's no psul, even though the get was written today and signed at night time, still it's kosher. Right, we'll see more about this machlokes in the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this, Itma we learned, Mipnei ma tiknu zman begitin. What's the reason why the Chomu were mesakin that in every get isha, you have to have a zman, you have to have the date when the get was written? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechonen Omar, Mishum ba'asachoysoi. The Rashi really speaks out that since the shtar of a get is not meant to collect money with, so for what purpose do we have to know when exactly the get was written? So Rabbi Yechonen says the reason is Mishum Basa Choysei. Basa Choysei means we're afraid that a man married his niece, his brother's daughter, and what happened is maybe she had znus, she lived with another man after they were married. So really it comes out that his wife is Chayiv Misa. But he'll have Rachmanis on her, he'll have mercy on her, because his wife is his niece. Therefore, he won't want to have her be killed. So what will he do? He'll go fast and write her a get and give her a get. So she's brought to Bezdin. When Adam come and say that she had this nus, she'll take out her get and say that she was Megareshes already from before. So therefore, the Chum had to be Mesakin that no, we have to have the Zman, the date of the day when the get is written. Therefore, if they first write to get today, he can't give it to her, and she'll be able to say like she had to get from before, because they'll see the date. So that's Rabbi Yechonen's reason. Resh Lakish, Shamash Lakish says, Mishum Peris. That the lacher is that the husband eats the peris of his wife's nichsim elug, when they get married, if she brings in property. Mishum Peris is like this, that the lacher is the husband has a right to eat the peiros, the fruits, like they grow off the property of his wife. That's called nichsa melug, the property that she brings in after they get married. So from that property, even though she owns it, the husband has the right to eat the peiros, the fruits that grow off it. So let's say the husband ate the peiros and even sold them, and now the wife comes and complains and says, listen, he sold my peiros even after I got a get, and she wants to receive the money back, the peiros back. So we have to know exactly when is he supposed to stop eating the peiros, that the wife has a good complaint that says he still took it afterwards, and she wants it back. So therefore, we have to know the date when the get was written. So that's the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So the Gemara says now, Rish Lakish, in my time, al yomach Rabbi Yochanan, why doesn't Rish Lakish agree to Rabbi Yochanan's time, mishum basach hoisoi? So the Gemara says, omaloch,